Counsel Robert Mueller has agreed to testify in Congress to both the House and Senate over his report on Russian meddling in the 2016 American presidential election. He goes to Capitol Hill in mid-July. Here is AP correspondent Ed Donahue with the report.
After his Russia report was released, Mueller said that was all he could say.
The report is my testimony. I would not provide information beyond that which is already public in any appearance before Congress.
But Mueller will be appearing before two committees. Once the report was released, President Trump said many times,
no collusion, no obstruction.
Robert Mueller said,
if we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so.
Gerald Nadler is chair of the House Judiciary Committee.
The special counsel made clear that he did not exonerate the president, and the responsibility now falls to Congress to hold the president accountable for his actions.
President Trump has called the investigations in Congress presidential harassment. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The rhetorical warfare between the United States and Iran continues, while each side insists it wants to avoid armed conflict. U.S. President Donald Trump says, quote, whatever they want to do, I'm ready. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani said in a televised address that the latest White House actions on sanctions were mentally retarded and that his country would respond decisively to any aggression against it. In Brussels, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says he expects the new acting U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper to ask America's allies to help convince Iran to negotiate.
It is extremely important, a clear message from the United States, that they are ready to sit down with Iran and talk to try to reduce tensions because we need to avoid escalation.
To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also a VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. Two American soldiers have been killed in a Taliban ambush in Afghanistan, bringing to nine the number of U.S. fatalities there this year. The killings come a day after U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in Kabul for day-long talks with Afghan leaders on efforts to reach an agreement with the Taliban aimed at ending the nearly 18-year-old war. The secretary then traveled on to India, where he is talking up U.S.-Indian cooperation.
We've bolstered our defense cooperation. We've solidified our common vision for a free and open Indo-Pacific. And we've grown cooperation in energy and in space and in other areas.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says he'll be looking for consensus on trade and other contentious issues when he chairs this week's Group of 20 summit in Osaka. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has a report.
Speaking at the end of Japan's current parliamentary session, Abe stressed the importance of global leaders overcoming their differences and joining hands in tackling difficult issues to send a strong message to the rest of the world. He said he hopes to lead the summit by patiently finding common ground in order to achieve concrete results, rather than stressing or focusing on differences of opinion. Abe also expressed hope that the US and China will resolve their trade dispute when their leaders meet during and on the sidelines of the summit on Friday and Saturday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
10 Democratic U.S. presidential hopefuls take to the stage tonight in Miami for the first primary election season debate. Here's AP correspondent Matt Small.
Millions of viewers are expected to tune in to tonight's primetime face-off between 10 candidates seeking the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination.
They're going to have to come up with something that is memorable, short, and sweet.
Democratic pollster and strategist Brad Bannon says, well, that's the main challenge facing hopefuls. How well they do on stage is key for lesser-known candidates moving forward.
It will be a predicate for fundraising and media attention.
Tonight's debate featuring Senator Elizabeth Warren will be followed by another one with 10 other hopefuls, including former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders tomorrow. Matt Small, Washington.
Palestinians are protecting an economic initiative being launched by the United States to generate $50 billion in investments in the Palestinian territories and neighboring Arab states. Unveiled at a conference in Bahrain, the initiative is part of a yet unseen U.S. Middle East peace plan and is praised by President Trump as the deal of the century. But Palestinians insist an economic vision cannot happen without an Israeli-Palestinian political settlement first. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News, Washington.
This is Border Crossings, radio's number one request hour. And now, your